We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head football coach Mark Sanger. And, Coach, last night your team traveling about 90 miles west to Hartley-Melvin Sanborn to take on a really good Hartley team. It's 6-6 for much of the first quarter. You guys are able to take a 12-6 lead going into halftime, and you come out in the second half and able to pick up a 31-18 victory over Hartley-Melvin Sanborn last night, Coach.
Yeah, it was a heck of a high school football game. It was a lot of action. Like you said, it was I think it was scoreless at the end of the first quarter, and then we got on the board. They drove down. They had a few drives that we were able to turn away on our own territory there. So our defense held a few times, gave up some yards, but turned them away. And they scored first, and then we were fortunate to stop them on the 2-point conversion, and we drove right back down and scored our own. I think Mitchell Smith broke loose with a run and had a few pass plays to Rylan Barnes, and then we were in the end zone, and we also failed on our 2-point conversion, and then kind of they drove the ball again. We held them out, and then I think it was Jackson Peterson had a strip and then a fumble recovery, and then we went back down and scored right before half with 17 seconds left. And right up second half, Jackson Peterson took the opening kickoff down to the 3-yard line. Just got tripped up at about inside the 5, and we were able to score there and put another one on. And then we came out, had a couple turn of events there at the end of the first half, at the beginning of the second half, that really kind of opened the game up a little bit, gave us a little bit of a cushion, and then it was kind of back and forth from there. But very physical high school football game. It was a very a good game for our guys to be a part of.
And, Coach, you mentioned some momentum swing opportunities. How important was it for your team to answer back right after, you know, you have a hard-fought quarter, first quarter with nobody scoring, Hartley scores. How important was it for your team to answer right back and go down and score?
Oh, it was huge. You know, it's those big games, you got to get right back at it. You don't want to, can't put your head down. There's no time for it. But our guys did. You know, we adjusted offensively, and we were having some trouble moving the ball by how we normally do running and kind of running right at people. And so we adjusted and we threw the ball a little more. I think Ryan Barnes had 9 catches last night for just right around 90 yards and 2 touchdowns. Mitchell Smith obviously was the one had thrown the ball to him for nine, same thing for, I think he's 9 for 17 or something like that for just under 100 yards. And 2 scores, and you know, it was something we had to try to loosen up their defense a little bit. We kind of went to our different look with a shotgun look and loosen them up, and then we kind of went back and forth with the run and pass from there, and our offensive coaches and our offensive guys did an excellent job of adjusting and finding what worked, and because they had a burst out defense with what they were trying to do, and our kids did a nice job, and our guys up front did excellent, you know, just hanging with it, staying, sticking to the plan, sticking to kind of grinding it out. You know, we're pretty senior dominated up front. You know, we started our Brayton Coogee left tackle, and then Jake Wood and Eric Martinez and our guards, Ian Connor and Dave Smith, did an excellent job up front of taking care of what they need to take care of. So I commend them for their effort.
And, Coach, you're able to get it done on special teams as well. I believe the second half kickoff, or right around then, you guys were able to march right down the field there in the second half.
Yeah. You know, that's like you said, Jackson Peterson ran back the opening kickoff the second half inside the 5-yard line. And then Kale Zewell punched in for a score. And that put us up 2 scores, and we kind of never looked back from there. Went kind of went back and forth, gave up a few big plays defensively they didn't want to do, but our defensive guys, I tell you what, our defensive linemen, we challenged them this week about what was going to happen. They didn't have low pad level. They didn't do the things that we were asking them to do. It was going to be a rough night for them. And I tell you what, they showed up. They were physical. They were fast. And I tell you what, they were relentless in what they were doing. And that's a very good offense over there, too. 2 kids that already were over 1,000 yards. I think we held them both to half of what their yards per carry had been during the year. So our defensive guys did an excellent job as well.
Coach, do you feel like you guys got some things on film that will really help you for the future, as well as maybe some things that you guys were exposed to, that Hartley-Melvin Sanborn exposed of you?
Yeah, I mean, you play play teams like that, you're going to find out where you're, you know, where you know, as offense is poking pride in your defense to figure out what they can get done, and it'll definitely show things on film of what we need to improve on and kind of where we need to fortify and then get things a little stronger. But all in all, our guys, you know, they threw the stuff at us that they wanted to do, and we obviously we made some mistakes, otherwise we wouldn't give up 18 points. But all in all, our guys did an excellent job of slowing down a pretty potent offense.
And, Coach, now you guys will turn your attention. It doesn't get much easier for you as you guys will come back home for your senior night, your final home game in the regular season at home this year, as you guys will take on a very good St. Ansgar team that does have a couple of losses this season, but when they haven't been losing, they have really been dominating opponents, including a 68-0 win on Friday night. So, Coach, what are you expecting out of a hard-fought St. Ansgar team?
Oh, they'll be ready to roll. They're rolling right now. They got their two running backs, I think, that are leading the district in rushing again, and very physical, very, very talented up front, you know, offensive and defensive lines, and very well coached and very disciplined, and just like you said, it's going to be another big game. It's for a district title here, for an outright district title here this coming Friday. I told our guys that we'll enjoy this week because it's a big win, but we got to back to the grind next week. And it's they're coming to our home field, and you never know when the last time you get to play on your home field is going to be, so we got to take advantage of it every time we get, and this is no exception. So we'll be ready to roll, and they'll be ready to roll, and it's just another great high school football game.
Yeah, Coach, and as you mentioned, a chance for your team to win a district championship. It seemed like just a couple of years ago, Coach, we were talking about how your team was trying to get those district titles, and now we keep talking about your team winning district titles.
Yeah, it's something you got to appreciate because it's tough to win football games, and let alone district titles. So I mean, you got to appreciate when they come and just take care of little things. Big things take care of themselves. That's what we try to preach to our kids, and that's exactly right. Because just take week by week, like the old cliche way to say it, and you know, here we are. We put ourselves in a position to play for a district title, and those are the places you want to be.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, congratulations on the big win at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, and we'll wish you the best of luck against the St. Ansgar Saints on Friday. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
I appreciate it, Zarin. Have a good
night. That was West Hancock head football coach Mark Sanger.